This time of year, college football fans are often buzzing about incoming recruits. But in East Lansing this week, the big news was a departure. After 13 seasons, Mark D'Antonio retired as Michigan State's football coach. There are questions about the timing of his announcement and the future of the program. Joining me now to sort them out is Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Doug.
Mark D'Antonio is 63 years old. He set the record for most wins by an MSU football coach this past season. You'd predicted a couple of months ago that he would retire early this year. Why?
Some positive reasons, some negative reasons. The positive ones are, as you state, he just broke the record this last fall. 114 wins ahead of Duffy Doherty and Biggie Munn. Those guys won national titles. This is not a list of pikers we're talking about. Three Big Ten titles. Beat Michigan 8 out of 13 times. Trust me, that matters, of course. So he's done about all he could do on that side of things. The other side is 63 years old. He's had a heart attack. He's had an operation. And then the negative side, of course, is that they've been 7-6 the last 2 years. And perhaps more significantly, let's hope, NCAA violations have been alleged. He's had players like Austin Robertson who were probably not should not have been on campus. They've been warned about him, who committed rape. He's now in prison for that. And 16 other players who have been credibly accused of sexual assault on campus during his time. That's a long list.
Well, let's get into a bit more of some of the allegations. The night before the retirement announcement, attorneys for former MSU football staff member Curtis Blackwell filed new allegations as part of an ongoing wrongful termination suit against D'Antonio and others. One of the allegations says that D'Antonio arranged for jobs for parents of star players. What do you make of the timing of these new allegations and D'Antonio's announcement?
It's very convenient as far as that goes. I think that once you have those allegations out there credibly accused, it seems like Curtis Blackwell has got a good reputation, I would say. And now he's retained a lawyer named Tom Mars, who is known for beating up the NCAA. He has not lost too many cases. He used to be Walmart's head attorney. This guy's pretty good. Second thing is he just got $4.3 million on January 15th for remaining the coach. That's good work if you can get it. Another
right.
factor there.
A bonus there that was just if he stayed in the job past the middle of January.
If he's breathing in that office, $4.3 million. Exactly right. And look, I mean, the recruiting's not gone well. You're 7-6 the last 2 years. What makes you think the next year is going to be better and on or off the field? Very unlikely.
John, the search for D'Antonio's replacement is expected to be a short one. Rather than getting into the speculation about who it might be, I'd like to ask you to pull back a bit and just tell us, what does MSU need in its next coach?
Well, you kind of want boneless chicken. You want all the great things that D'Antonio brought to the table and not the negative off-field issues. On the field, you can't deny what D'Antonio has done, of course, his phenomenal record, taking 2- and 3-star players out of 5 and turning them into teams that beat Michigan regularly, beat Ohio State twice, incredibly. You want to keep that side of things. Flip side is the off-the-field stuff, that can't continue, especially in the era of Dr. Nasser. So football excellence and quiet off the field.
John, how should Mark D'Antonio be remembered for his tenure in East Lansing?
That's a Rorschach test, Doug. It probably depends on exactly whom you're asking. Certainly Michigan State fans, alums, students love the fact that he poked the bear Michigan many times. Flip side is what we're talking about here. The off-field stuff has been continuous. You know, 09, Glenn Winston, 2010, Chris Rucker. Recently, of course, Austin Robertson. There's a pretty long list there. And this is not an era where Michigan State can afford, I think, to swim in those waters, obviously. Not that you ever should, obviously, but particularly sensitive times, I think, in East Lansing. So the legacy, long story short, is a very mixed bag.
John U. Bacon is the author of several national bestsellers. His latest book, Overtime, Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines at the Crossroads of College Football, is out now. His views are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Michigan Radio, its management, or its license holder, the University of Michigan. John, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Doug.
You're listening to Michigan Radio.